The math is grim, and we talk about it in this program a lot. 8 million jobs have been lost in the United States since the recession began, and millions of people are on unemployment. Millions more are losing their unemployment because the federal government hasn't voted to extend unemployment benefits. It's really the case that millions of Americans have the same job every morning, finding one.
That's absolutely
right. Exactly. And we've engaged you, our listeners, in the conversation about what is the point of unemployment benefits, what is the impact of unemployment benefits on people's propensity to look for work. And a lot of you have weighed in with your own stories. Peggy from Alabama on the takeaway.org has this to say. I just want to be able to take care of my two wonderful children who don't know the meaning of depression. Their vacation was ruined this weekend because we have no money, but yet Congress is out having a blast. It's sad when our country skips out on us and leaves us with no one to defend our own. Of course, she's referring to the fact that Congress is on the 4th of July vacation without voting on extending unemployment benefits.
Which because, seems to have been that seems to have been kind of the straw that broke the camel's back for a lot of people. The fact that they're on break. Seems to be the one thing that offends people perhaps more than anything.
If you're losing your benefits or waiting for them to be restored while Congress is out on vacation. But there's also a discussion about what is the impact of unemployment insurance. If you stay on unemployment benefits for longer than, say, 6 months or 8 months, does that reduce your propensity to actually look for work? Listen.
My name is Chico from Waterford, Michigan. I just find it ridiculous. I know two different people who are talking about, oh, why should I go get a job when my unemployment is more than what I'd be getting at a job? I mean, there's so many jobs out there that people can be doing to earn that $700 in 2 weeks. I mean, you could go out there and work for that $700 instead of just getting it from the state for 2 or 3 years.
That seems odd, though. I mean, $350 a week doesn't seem like it would pay the rent and groceries. It would seem there'd be a limited number of people who could actually make it on $250 or $350 a week.
Well, as our guest who we were talking with earlier says, you know, anecdotal information is one thing, but long-term studies of millions of people and what the impact is something quite different. And there's a sense of morality here that gets mixed into the economics. Listen to this voice here.
This is Tanya from Mustang, Oklahoma. I know that a lot of my friends have used unemployment benefit just excuses to stay home, and then once they start to run out, then they might go out and get a job, and then hopefully there'll be an extension. So I'm kind of in question as to whether or not they are good or not.
Although if, as they get close to the end of those benefits, people start looking for work, they are actually working as they ought to be working. Here, listen to this voice.
My name is Scott from Enid, Oklahoma. I think what's really needed is both un- and underemployment insurance. For example, if you went back to work earning half of what you had previously made, you should still be able to collect half of your unemployment until your total employment amount runs out.
So that's an interesting idea.
Is it an entitlement, though, or is it insurance?
Well,
that's
it would
really
be in terms. It certainly answers the question on whether or not unemployment insurance is a disincentive to find work.
James on Facebook says it's a bad idea to extend benefits. Our system is overburdened already. I understand the hardship as I'm going through it now, but in my opinion, extending the benefits will end in the same fashion. They will still need employment, but here's an idea. Mortgage companies and other billing structures should provide a bailout for workers. We bailed the banks out, big insurance, and the auto industry all on our dime. They owe us. They, those who were bailed out, should be extending benefits, maybe lowering prices or something, not the unemployment office. You know how to reach us, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or go to thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.